You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Wednesday, March the 19th of 2025. Currently overcast skies and 34 degrees at our downtown Wausau studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes, and this is the Hump Day Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube, youtube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO channel, and you can see our video stream there as well. We'd love you to be part of the show. You can give us a call or send us a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the program. And again, if there's something we are talking about, if there's something we're not talking about, we'd love to hear your thoughts. 715-382-9297. Either call or text us at that number. And of course, you can also do it by using your Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the app, go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the free Civic Media app, and then you'll have access to all of the stations on the Civic Media radio network, and you'll be able to then click the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, and then be able to call us or text us or go to our website, be able to send us an email, listen live wherever you are. It's all there on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will be talking about the weather, because we are expecting some rather winter-like weather as we get into the afternoon and evening here in north central Wisconsin. Coming up at 8:21, we will be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Again, right now, nothing coming out of the clouds, but we are overcast, and the temperature right now is above freezing, but things are going to change. A winter storm warning will go into effect at 1 p.m. this afternoon here for Marathon County, going until 1 a.m. on Thursday morning. Heavy snow will be expected as part of this snow, this storm. Total snow accumulations between 6 and 9 inches, plus winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour may produce areas of blowing and drifting snow in open areas. So again, the snowfall will begin coming up sometime around the noon hour, and the winter storm warning starting at 1 p.m. To get all the details, we will be talking to Brittany Merlot about it coming up at 8:21 this morning here on the program. So maybe we've talked about it before with Brittany that we around here consider the start of spring and all the seasons on the first of that month, March the 1st, because the way you look at the calendar and the way you look at the seasons. But officially, the start of spring is tomorrow, so we're going to get one last blast of winter here today and into tonight. And if you are, you know, at work now and heading home during the afternoon drive time, somewhere around 4 or 5 o'clock, be aware that the drive home may be a little bit hairy, and to make sure that you take a little bit more extra time as well to make sure you get home as well. At the end of the program, we always have our daily history lesson, talking about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history, and celebrity birthdays and special events that are being acknowledged on this date. And then we always wrap it up with our number for the day quiz. And the person that takes the quiz to wrap up the show each and every day is our in-studio engineer and producer, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chen. Yeah. Got some work to do on the number of the day this week.
Yeah, you do have a little bit. 0-2 so far this week. So
yeah. It's been a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster. Because some weeks it's been really, really good. Other weeks it's been really, really tough. And some weeks it's in the middle. But it's always fun. It's always maybe hopefully learning something as well. So we will.
Very true.
Be able to talk about that coming up as well. But today, again, I think we have to underline for folks that are going to be on the road later today that it's going to be a little bit iffy, to say the least. The combination of the snow, of course, is one thing, but then you add that blowing and the drifting, and that makes it, again, even more difficult. And then, of course, it's going to start with some rain. And then the temperatures are actually going to go down a bit. It will turn to snow. So then some of the rain will turn to ice. You'll have ice and then snow on top of the ice. So, again, there's a lot of things you're going to have to be thinking about as we drive home later on this afternoon and evening. So, folks out there, again, if you got the work easily this morning, because right now there's really no issues with the roads, so no problem right now, but go through your day and then get ready to go home later on this afternoon. Make sure you are aware, and then make sure you give yourself a little bit of extra time to make sure that you get home as well, as we make sure to make sure on everything.
Absolutely. I take that extra time. Make sure your headlights are working. Make sure you test your brakes. Make sure you know, don't tailgate people, especially the weather is bad and you're directly behind somebody and they stop. It could be a terrible accident. So just take that extra time, have those extra, you know, spaces of buffers in between cars. And if you don't have to travel tonight, just stay home and be safe.
Exactly. So basically, it's a one-day thing. It's not going to be something that hangs around. We're going to get the snow here this afternoon into tonight, into the overnight, and then it's going to go away. The sun will be back tomorrow. And, of course, this time of year, but the sun angle is a lot different because we're now getting into spring.
That's right.
The snow will go away rather quickly. So, again, it's not something that's going to hang around a whole long time. But at the same time, you need to be aware, and make sure that you get to where you have to go tonight. And then hopefully to stay home and then get ready back at it tomorrow as well. And it's that mixture of the freezing rain that will start that will be something that you keep an eye on, especially early on as you get into this this weather event a little bit later on this afternoon. Because it's not starting with snow, it's going to start with some rain and freezing rain, and that mixture of precipitation, then you add that snow on top of it, does lead to I think a few conditions that can be very dangerous, because you may not expect it. You see the snow, but then you have that ice under it that can lead to some accidents. And we don't want to be talking tomorrow morning about a handful of accidents, significant accidents, or hearing about one of the major roads or highways being closed down because of a major fender bender. So do your part out there today. And again, we will get more of the details coming up with our Brittany Merlot in just a few moments here on 98.9 WXCO. We're still going to do our big high school sports show tonight, Wednesday night.
Yes, we are
down to the final two of the season. So it's going to be down to the end here as we do this, starting for the fall sports season. We start right before football season begins in mid-August. We go through the fall season, then we go through the winter high school sports season, and we go right through the state championships. And boys state basketball tournament gets underway tomorrow at the Kohl Center in Madison. We got a couple of area teams involved in the state tournament. The Wausau East Lumberjacks in Division II, they'll be on the court on Friday late afternoon in a Division II state semifinal. And then the Marshfield Tigers, also from the Wisconsin Valley Conference, they will be involved in a Division Division I state semifinal coming up on Monday evening. So best of luck to those teams and to everybody involved in the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison. But that is really it when it comes to winter high school sports. Mm-hmm. When they cut down the nets on Saturday night after the final game, then we will be done for the rest of the season in terms of the big high school sports show. Starting in early April, we will have live coverage of high school baseball and softball right here on 98.9 WXCO with the Wausau West Warriors, the Marathon Red Raiders, and the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Our first broadcast is coming up the first Friday of April with some Wausau West baseball, but then we'll get some of the other teams involved as well. And why do we do it again? Why do we bother with all this running around to cover high school sports? I mean,
we do it because we are very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Exactly right. And also, it's also very fun to be able to talk to an area coach every week and talk to an area student athlete each week. And we're going to do that again this evening, 6 till 8 p.m., the penultimate edition of the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Our guest will be Wausau West High School senior Claire Kalmus. She has been a outstanding multi-sport athlete over her entire career at Wausau West. Has been a four-year varsity performer in softball. She was a member of the Central Wisconsin Storm for three seasons, including a pair of state championships, a member of the Wausau West High School volleyball team as well. So we'll talk to Claire Kalmus about her high school experiences, and then she is heading off to the University of Wisconsin on a Division I softball scholarship starting next year. So a lot to talk about with Claire Kalmus tonight. She'll be with us at the top of the show at 6:06 p.m. And then our coach guest for this week will be Merrill High School boys basketball coach Troy Pieper. He'll be with us at 6:30. He'll talk a bit about his team season. And also, we did this last year as well. Him and my co-host Jeff Gress will take a look at each of the matchups and the divisions in the high school boys basketball state tournament and give their opinions on what we will see starting tomorrow going through Saturday down in Madison. It was fun last year. We'll do it again here tonight. So Claire Kalmus at 6:06, Troy Pieper at 6:30, myself and Jeff Gress breaking down what's going on in high school sports tonight. 6 till 8 p.m., the big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction right here on 98.9 WXCO. But we're going to talk about the weather coming up next. Our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, will be with us coming up in just a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22, currently overcast skies here in downtown Wausau, temperature of 34 degrees. But again, we expect some rather significant weather coming up as we get towards the lunchtime hour and then into the afternoon and evening here in north central Wisconsin. And to talk all about it and let us know what to expect is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you doing so far today?
Oh, doing fine. Again, just keeping an eye on the sky, waiting for the weather to move into our area. And again, we've been keeping an eye on where this storm is going, where the heaviest amount of snow will be coming in. As I was following it later yesterday, it actually looked like maybe some of the heavier stuff was going to come right through central Wisconsin and through Marathon County. Is it still looking like that?
It sure is. You know, the storm has moved south a little bit. At first, it was tracking more towards northwest portions of the state. Then it kind of started heading towards northern Marathon County yesterday. And now it's hitting dead on right here, smack dab. Why don't we just call it the Brittany storm?
Well, actually, funny.
I'm a little excited.
We got a comment from one of our viewers, Robert Lehman Jr., who actually said that the Fox 11 station in Green Bay has actually given this snowstorm a name. They're calling it a snowstorm Hezra.
Oh, lame. It should be Brittany because it's hitting Wausau and Brittany lives in Wausau.
What you said.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, we can have two names. No, I'm just kidding. But here, you know, we've got a big one coming out, right? Like this happens in the spring. You know, we get all that warmth from the south, enough fuel. This thing is packing a punch. I mean, we could be hearing thunder as it actually snows this afternoon. That's how much convection is with the system. And down south in the state, they're actually looking at the potential for some severe thunderstorms with rain this afternoon. So what we're getting here into central parts of Wisconsin is a wintry mix, probably starting around 9 to 10 o'clock this morning, where some light rain is going to start to turn into some freezing rain, maybe some light sleet. And then it starts to pick up and ramp up and turn to all snow around noon to 1 o'clock. That's also when the winter storm warning starts at 1 o'clock. So the snow will be heavy. It will be coming down at high rates per hour. We are looking at winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour, too. So when you put the heavy, wet, big snowflakes and the big, crazy winds, visibility is going to be down to near zero. Now, blizzard warnings are in effect for Minnesota. They stop here in Wisconsin, and it's just a winter storm warning, but that doesn't mean it's not the same conditions, because that same wind field's coming here, that same snow is coming here. It's just not going to last as long. And blizzards have certain criteria for how long it's going for. So keep in mind that visibility is going to be terrible. The roads are going to be terrible. The snow is going to be piling up rather rapidly this afternoon. And it really doesn't want to ease up until about 8 o'clock this evening. And it's not completely done until at least midnight or so. So accumulations total, we're looking at a good 6 to 9 inches. I'd guarantee somewhere in there, 6 to 9 inches. Some places could get more, near a foot. And some places could get near 5 inches, but at least 5 inches.
So basically be ready for the drive home if you're at work right now and going to be heading home sometime during drive time, 4 or 5 o'clock. It's not going to be fun, and to make sure that you are very safe and make sure you do get home.
Yes, absolutely. Drive slow. Give the plows plenty of space. I mean, they're on the bad road conditions, too. I've seen them slide around and get into accidents. So you don't want to be anywhere near them. Don't pass them. Let them do their job. And just go slow. If you have to drive in this, that's the key thing, is take your time. Don't be in a rush.
And when do you expect this to be done? When is it going to get through us?
I think it'll be done and wrapped up by about midnight. So tomorrow, sunny, highs at about 40 degrees. It'll still be breezy, so some blowing and drifting of some of the lighter snowfall. Because as we go into tonight, the temperatures do drop. It will become a fluffier type of snow. So a heavy, wet, slushy type first, lighter, fluffier snow. And then tomorrow, the sun will be out, but the wind's still whipping and blowing and drifting some of that lighter snow around through tomorrow morning. But the winds will ease by the afternoon. Again, highs above freezing, melting some of that. Probably not all of it, but some of it.
Before we wrap up this morning, and of course we have all this snow coming in, I got some news for you. Because this morning I received in my email, because we put in for awards for the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. And I want to congratulate you, because you are up for 4 awards as a finalist.
Congratulations.
You are up for Best Newscast, Brittany Merlot. You are up for Best Online Personality for your Facebook, YouTube, and X. You are up for a finalist for a Best Spot News, Cranberry Economy and Freeze, Brittany Merlot, and also for Best Web Story, Rocha Cree State Park Wildfire Contained.
Awesome.
So that means you are either first, second, or third in each of those four categories. So you better bring a wheelbarrow to Madison the first Saturday of May when the WBA hosts their annual awards. And I just wanted to, just got this morning, actually got it about 20 minutes ago, came in the email, and I wanted to save it and bring it up with you and just say congratulations. That is just outstanding.
Yeah, congratulations.
Chad, thank you guys so much. I have the chills. I am so thrilled, excited, pure excited. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Thank you guys.
Absolutely. So that's coming up in early March, May the 3rd, not March, May the 3rd. You'll find out exactly how many of those that you get. So congratulations. That will be something to warm you up here on a winter-like day, I tell you.
Oh, it sure has. Smiles all over my face. Oh, yay.
All right, Brittany. Well, get back to work. Keep an eye on that weather. And again, just congrats. And we'll look forward to talking to you in the aftermath tomorrow morning.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Stay safe.
Yep, you too.
That's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us every weekday morning at 8:21. And Rob points out that high school softball is underway. Mm-hmm. That the Tigerton softball team was practicing outside at the school yesterday. They will not be practicing outside at the school today.
I don't think they will.
And he also mentions that about 7 years ago in April 2018, getting 3 feet of snow. Fortunately, we're not getting 3 feet of snow. So
thankfully not.
I sure hope not. But we're going to take a timeout and be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going online, go to YouTube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO page, and be able to watch us there and make comments there as well, as Rob from Tigerton was. And again, he congratulates Brittany Merlot on her nominations as one of the finalists. That means finishing either first, second, or third in four different categories in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards for Excellence. So absolutely fantastic to see Brittany be honored in that way, and find out the winners for that for those awards coming up on May the 3rd. So again, terrific to see Brittany, and I know many other civic media personalities will also be part of that Wisconsin Broadcasters Association final awards coming up in early May the 3rd, down in Madison. And also, we are, as you just heard, looking for folks to join us at Civic Media, not just here in Wausau, but other parts of the state as well. Go to civicmedia.us and then go to the jobs page and be able to see all the positions that are open. We do have a couple of positions open right here in our Wausau office. We are looking for a news reporter, a full-time news reporter. So if you're somebody that is into the news, somebody that has journalistic training and background, we would love to talk to you. So again, check that out, and we'll be posting again the link to apply to that job on our Facebook page coming up a little bit later on today as well. And also, we are still as well looking for salespeople, as you just heard in our promotion as well. So again, if you're looking for a full-time job in either news or sales, we have opportunities right here at 98.9 WXCO. And many other broadcast companies in Wisconsin are shrinking their staff, stripping away services like weather, news, and sports. Civic Media is doing the opposite. Our team is growing, and we are hiring qualified candidates to join the radio network. So again, you can check out all the open positions at civicmedia.us/careers. Again, civicmedia.us/careers. So as Civic Media continues to grow, looking for a number of talented people to fill open roles. Whether you're a broadcast veteran looking for a new opportunity or someone looking to get into something new like radio production to broadcast sales, we have positions in several fields around the state and around the network. So again, that's civicmedia.us/careers. And also, we are looking as well, I should mention, here in Wausau, if you're somebody that has experience doing play-by-play of high school sports or sports generally. Myself and Tom Weaver right now, part of the staff, but we do have an opening for somebody to join us and to get opportunities as well on the play-by-play side. So if you are somebody that has play-by-play experience or somebody that feels as though they have the capabilities to do that as well, we would love to talk to you. And in that case, just send me a note. Go to send me an email and contact me here at the radio station as well. So would love to hear from you. You can contact me either through email, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, or by going to my social media as well. But if you're somebody that wants more information on that position as well, would love to talk to you. So again, lots of opportunities. It's one of the great things about working at Civic Media, have these opportunities. And again, it's great to see a broadcast organization not contracting like so many do. We saw the story just here in central Wisconsin at the end of 2024 in December, where so many good folks at WAOW were losing their jobs because they were contracting. But here at Civic Media, we are expanding. And again, there are openings. I know of an opening in Eau Claire. I love Eau Claire. I went to college in Eau Claire, and we have a station over in Eau Claire, and they're looking for somebody to basically be the person that runs the ship over in Eau Claire, operations manager and person in charge at our Eau Claire station. So if you're somebody that's got great experience running a broadcast operation, we have opportunities like that as well. So again, check out civicmedia.us/careers.
Working at a radio station brings up a lot of good experiences and skills that they can add on. On your resume, and plus radio skills and television skills are transferable. So working in radio actually helps to build up your knowledge and expertise into the television field if you so choose to, you know, in the future find a job there as well. So lots of great skills, and working at a radio station is also just a lot of fun. I've been here for a little over 2 years now, and I am very grateful for all the opportunities I've been a part of in those 2 years.
Fantastic. So again, we would love for folks out there to join us, add to our little group here in Wausau. Yeah. Beautiful facility right here downtown. And again, check it out. And again, I think it would be well worthwhile. Again, it's a wonderful company to work for. Mm-hmm. And
the play-by-play commentaries are a lot of fun, especially when the games are close.
Absolutely. So again, reach out, and we'd love to talk to you. I wanted to mention a little bit of a sports note, because you often hear, you know, about professional athletes who maybe are a little disconnected from their communities because obviously they make a lot of money and they are able to, maybe not live in the city that they play in during the off year. There was a man who just passed away in the last couple of days who was a part of the Green Bay Packers dynasty back in the 1960s. And so many folks that remember those years so wonderfully well. When the Packers under Vince Lombardi won NFL championships in 1961, 1962, 1965, 1966, and 1967. A member of the three championship teams in 65, 66, and 67, wide receiver Bob Long, died Sunday at his home in Brookfield. And he stayed in Wisconsin even after his playing career. In fact, he left the Packers after 1967, played in Atlanta in 1968, played for Vince Lombardi when Lombardi coached Washington his 1 year in 1969, and then finished up his career in Los Angeles with the Rams in 1970. But Bob Long was not one of the stars of the Green Bay Packers during that era. Mm-hmm. But there were so many players that were vitally important in terms of winning a championship. Because when you look at championship teams, it's not usually the superstars that get you over the top. They're the ones that get you knocking on the door. Because without the stars, you're not going to be competing for championships. Mm-hmm. But when you actually get there and you're facing other teams with great players and you're facing teams with superstars, it's those players that would be considered the role players that are so vitally important in terms of winning a championship. Yeah. And Bob Long was one of those for the Green Bay Packers. Matt, he was not a starting wide receiver, but he was a guy that would come on and be part of the Packers' wide receiver sets at times. And he was somebody that went to Wichita State University. He was drafted by the Packers in the fourth round of the 1964 NFL draft. He then played for the Pack in 64, 65, 66, and 67, won three NFL championships during that time frame, and then went on to Atlanta and Washington, where he was a starter. And because with the Packers, he was kind of behind a few other terrific players. He went to these other teams and was a starter. In fact, he had his best season under Lombardi in 1969 with Washington. And a lot of folks don't remember that. Lombardi, after being with the Packers, went to Washington for 1 year. And then, unfortunately, he got cancer and died before the next season started. Mm. But in 1969, Lombardi led Washington to their first winning season in 14 years. They had had non-winning seasons for 13 straight years. Lombardi came in and they finished 7-5-2 in their 1 year. And Bob Long was brought in by Lombardi because Lombardi brought in a few guys that he had played for the Packers because they knew what he expected and they would be able to be good leaders within that locker room in Washington. And then on the field, Long had his best year in 1969 with 48 catches for 533 yards and a touchdown. And then he left after Lombardi passed away, went to LA for 1 year. But he was somebody that came back to Wisconsin, and he was somebody that did a lot of great things after his playing career, and you see that a lot. We just talked a couple of weeks ago about Junior Bridgman, the former Bucks player who went on to become a billionaire in business, where he started off working 18-hour days at Wendy's and then all of a sudden started buying Wendy's and started buying other businesses and ultimately became a billionaire and became a part owner of the Bucks. Well, long after his career, likewise, did a lot of great things. He was a Pizza Hut franchisee. Mm-hmm. He developed more than 60 franchises and at one time operated 24 stores. But he was also somebody that gave back. And you love to see that from your favorite athletes, guys that you look towards. He was involved in many charities, including Special Olympics, Task Force Against Family Violence, and Alzheimer's research as well. And he was known in Southeast Wisconsin as somebody that was exceptionally involved in a lot of charitable activities after he retired from his business career. But I wanted to mention that because, again, you hear so often about those who don't do the right things, those who either, get into trouble after their playing days or lose their money after playing days. But there's so many that do the right things. And Junior Bridgman was one of those, and Bob Long here was another.
I talked about as much as the people who make the bad headlines.
Right. So Bob Long stayed in Wisconsin long after his playing days. And again, member of the, I mean, it's sad because I know a lot of folks, older folks, remember those glory days of the Green Bay Packers, and we see a number of these players, and there's not many left. There's just not many that played for Lombardi back in the 60s that are still with us. But Bob Long passed away on Sunday at the age of 83. So
rest in peace.
Absolutely. And again, this, I think it's good to bring up those who do good things. Because again, and I'm guilty as anyone else, we'll be talking about things that upset us or things that are not right. But even in difficult times, even in very tough times, there are
a light at the end of the tunnel.
There are still people out there that are doing things for others, doing things that are pushing the arc of justice in the right direction.
Yeah.
And Bob Long was one of those people. And again, he had great opportunities with the Packers and other NFL teams, but then I think probably did even more in his post-playing days as well. So Bob Long, 83 years old, another of the Glory Day Packers who has left us. Time is 8:48. Still taking a peek outside. Brittany had said that we could be starting to see a little bit of the light precipitation any time now. I don't see it at this point, but you have to just take a peek outside, maybe go outside and see if there's any light rain coming down, because
anticipation is mounting.
Yeah, but we'll start with some light rain, freezing rain, and then it will turn to snow. Brittany's saying expect 6 to 9 inches before all is said and done around midnight tonight. So we'll keep you up to speed if there's any changes in that forecast and more here on 98.9 WXCO. The time is 8:49, Wednesday morning, hump day. Heading downhill towards the weekend. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m., it's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at wxco.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes, joining Jeff Gress and myself as we talk high school sports, plus special guests. At the top of the show at 6:06, we'll be joined by Wausau West senior Claire Kalmus, who is getting set to start her final high school season with the Warriors before heading off to the University of Wisconsin. Then at 6:30, it's Merrill High School head boys basketball coach Troy Pieper. We'll talk about the Blue Jays season and also look ahead at the state tournament. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction. Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Time is 8:53, overcast skies, 35 degrees in downtown Wausau. Again, a winter storm warning will go into effect at 1 p.m. this afternoon, go into 1 a.m. early Thursday morning, expecting between 6 and 9 inches of snow accumulation. We will have more on this as the morning continues. But sometimes you look at a story, you think, nah, this can't be. It's, I mean, both these things can't happen right away, back-to-back here, but there's a state senator in Minnesota, neighbors to the west. Man is named Justin Eichhorn.
Okay.
Earlier this week, there was a report. I saw it, and it came out that Eichhorn and other GOP politicians are seeking to add Trump derangement syndrome, a mega world insult, to a list of definitions related to mental health care in Minnesota. He came out and was making a big production out of this. You know, all these people have Trump derangement syndrome, and that should be added to the list of mental health issues in the state of Minnesota. You know, the big trying to make some points with his far right folks in Minnesota.
And then what happened?
Okay, so this comes out, and, you know, people just chuckle because odds are it's not going to get anywhere because Democrats have a slim one-seat majority in the state Senate in Minnesota. But yeah. But he's making news, and he's coming out there and, you know, poking the folks that are not fans of Donald Trump. But he's in the news for another reason this week. I mean, talk about this right back to back.
Okay.
Because Eichhorn has been arrested. And I shouldn't chuckle because it's not funny, but it just feels like it's a comeuppance. Okay, let's get the timeline right here.
Okay,
Monday, Justin Eichhorn introduced this Trump derangement syndrome bill to the state's statutory definition of mental illness.
Got it.
Then, the next day, he is arrested for attempting to solicit sex from someone he thought was a teenage girl. I mean, this, some of these folks, and not the thing about it, that's that shameful. This shakes your head. This is an elected official. This person is an elected official. He is a state senator. He is doing the silliness of this Trump derangement syndrome bill. And then the very same time, he is arranging to meet an underage girl. According to the Bloomington, Minnesota Police Department, the teen was actually a detective who had arranged to meet the 40-year-old Eichhorn at a public location. The politician was arrested shortly after he showed up in a pickup truck. Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges mentioned Eichhorn's age in a release about the arrest, but did not say that he was a state senator. The chief said, as a 40-year-old man, if you come to the Orange Jumpsuit District looking to have sex with someone's child, you can expect that we are going to lock you up. Eichhorn had not been officially charged as of yesterday afternoon, but the Bloomington Police Department said felony charges of soliciting a minor to practice prostitution are pending. Eichhorn's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. But again, these are not every mega politician is this way. But I will say there certainly seems to be quite a few that have issues with the law and issues with some sort of activities that would be considered way, way beyond the bounds of normal moral decency. So So this is over in Minnesota. State Senator one day putting out his Trump derangement syndrome bill, and the next, almost moments later, getting in the old pickup truck, heading down to meet up with an underage girl. Mega, all the way. I shouldn't be that way, but doggone it, that's sad. It's sad on so many different levels. And number two, I mean, as a state senator, do your job. Don't be grandstanding with these silly Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, that's it's grandstanding. It's grandstanding, and it does nothing for anybody, so I don't feel too much sympathy for this man's predicament right now.
He's making a spectacle of himself.
Exactly. Time is 8:58. Still waiting for that precipitation to arrive, but hopefully it's been a good start to your Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. Along with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. You got another hour to go. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.